Hello, welcome. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. With another one of our companion wine podcast reviews for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFighter.com website. That's what we do. We do three value-priced wines every week, and we've been doing that for, forever. Literally. And this time of year, we try to go upscale and interesting, but not upscale too much price-wise. You know, there's no reason to spend tons of money just because it's November and December. You can still get good wine. And this one's got some explaining to do. It's Skull Red Wine 2021. I know it sounds like a Halloween wine and didn't know about it for Halloween, and it's not a Halloween wine. It's from a sommelier and one of the leading Syrah producers in California. I have the names and everything and links for it all on the website. I even have a link to explain what carbonic maceration is, but I'm getting ahead of myself there. This is from a sommelier who was at the Tribeca Grill and Walnut Street Grill. I mean, he's won from different publications, Sommelier of the Year, Wine Person of the Year. This is a decorated sommelier. If you don't know a sommelier, it's an expert on wine. They usually work for restaurants, but lately they're more in the education, and that's the thing too. But traditionally, they were the high-end restaurants where you spent a lot of money on a great steak or meal, and they would pick out the perfect wine for you. No cost spared type of thing. And this is a 60% Zinfandel, 30% Petite Syrah, 10% Mission. Now, Zinfandel and Petite Syrah go together in almost every Zinfandel or Petite Syrah wine, one of the way or the other. If it's a Zin, it's going to have some Petite Syrah in there. If it's a Petite Syrah, it's probably going to have some Zin in there. They complement each other. The third grape is 10% Mission. That's the oldest grape in California. That was brought to California by Spanish missionaries for communion wine. And it was like this. That's the first grape. It's kind of forgotten now. Well, not kind of forgotten. It is forgotten now. To have it in a blend is kind of interesting. I guess there's some vineyards around San Luis Obispo, which was a mission town. And since the grapes for this, they're all organically grown from either Mendocino or Santa Barbara, which is basically the two extremes of California. Santa Barbara's about as far south as you can go and grow grapes, and Mendocino's as far north in California. And so it's also from Mendocino or Santa Barbara, but that's the wild card here, that grape. And this is they don't make a lot of this. There's only 600 cases. Usually 600 cases, the price tag is going to be, $145. This is the one I found for $15 on sale. I'm going to take a sip so we can be thinking about it. Handpicked grapes, whole cluster. Whole cluster is interesting because when they pick whole cluster, they keep the stems and twigs with it. They say that adds flavor and structure to the wine, and a lot of high-end, you'll see partial, like 30% in high-end Pinot Noirs. Here it's 100%. And then it's carbonic maceration. It undergoes that. I've got a link into what that is, so I don't have to explain it, because my explaining wouldn't be all that good on it. Carbonic maceration is kind of why inexpensive Pinot Noir today is pretty good, because that's what they use in Beaujolais, for their wines, and it works. It comes over. It has wine get together quicker. But if you go to the website and click on the link, or just type carbonic maceration into Google, you'll find that. And then it's used natural yeast. There's always yeast in the air, and it's usually on the skins of the grapes. The yeast is everywhere, especially out in wine country. So they don't use commercial yeast. Not that I don't think anybody that I know anyway could tell the difference between a and a blind tasting. Oh, that's commercial yeast and that's natural yeast. But the thought there is that the natural yeast that's on there is better suited for the grape. And if you're trying to do the best you can, you do that. And then it's aged in oak barrels, or they just said barrels. They never mentioned oak. There could be other things, but it's old oak barrels. So you're not going to get those flavors. You're not going to get the oak spice. You're not going to get chocolate and vanilla and all those type of things. And the reason why you would use those oak barrels is because even though they're waterproof, a little tiny bit of oxygen gets through. And that's something that doesn't happen in stainless steel vats. Nothing's getting through stainless steel. So that little bit of oxygen changes it. The wine comes out a little bit different. Oh, and during fermentation, they do ferment it in stainless steel vats and cement vats. And like cement vats, well, they're lined. And what they have of their advantages is that they are stable. There is no temperature or humidity differences in a closed off cement vat because they have such thick walls that the wine is very stable. And you know, when you're fermenting and aging wine, being stable is the desired thing you want to do. So how does it taste? This is a handmade wine, $15. It should be, it's by people like Assam and Pax Mali. You might see Pax in the expensive part. His Syrahs are the expensive wines. So there you go. So I'm going to take a sip. We're going to talk about what's in the glass here. It's sleek. It's kind of intense. It's got cherries, and it's got licorice, and it's got exotic spices and such herbs. It's the mid palate maybe shows some pomegranate, I caught some cream on it, which shouldn't be there because there's no oak, or there is oak, but there is no oak flavoring. So there you go. I mean, it's long, it's lean, it's sleek. It has kind of the things you'd expect from Zinfandel Petite Sirah wine, but very smooth, very subtle, very flavorful. The acidity actually gives the flavor some oomph, so that it doesn't just sit there. It kind of like it perks you up, but it's balanced. It's not like something's jumping out of the glass or something of that nature, because that's not what's happening here. It's just a really kind of cool, interesting taking their sip wine. And organic on top of it. Handmade, I mean, basically a bespoke wine for $15. You're not going to be able to find it anywhere, but there's other people out there making these kind of wines. You got to seek it out a little bit. You know, go to a hand sell wine shop, or ask if you go to a big box wine place, ask somebody. Tell them, hey, you got anything that's, you know, like maybe you got a little low production, but still decent price, and you can find these wines. And this is it's a value price wine. It is kind of something that you could bring out to your friends. And it's a, I always say skull wines. I never had a bad skull wine. Still haven't had a bad skull wine. This is still great. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinefinder.com. Keep it cheap. Adios. And I'll be talking to everybody. Bye-bye.